This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
We know our pets help us heal. Their health benefits have long been documented. We all know this. But what about animals we don't know? Mythical animals. Can they help us heal too? I'm Jodi Teich, and you're listening to Bark and Swagger on Pet Life Radio. My guest today is Kara Elizabeth. Her story will resonate with any of us who have overcome abuse or terrible hardship and triumph. It'll resonate with those of us looking to heal, who understand the power of animals and their connection to us as guides and as holders of wisdom. Kara is an author, a speaker, and a teacher, and she's the creator of Animal Apothecary, which is a special card deck that's sold all over the world in multiple languages, and over 100,000 people follow Kara because she uses her voice to inspire and guide others through their own paths of self-discovery and empowerment. And we're going to show you today how these cards, this deck, has a very meaningful place in them. So we're going to take a short break, but don't go away, because when we return, you're going to not only be introduced to the deck and all it makes it special, but to these mythical animals and what they could mean for you in your life. So grab that favorite beverage, get comfortable, and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bark and Swagger on Pet Life Radio, and I'm Jodi Teich, your host. My guest today is Kara Elizabeth. She's designed and created a wonderful self-discovery and healing tool for all of us who appreciate what animals have shown and given us throughout the ages. Animal Apothecary is what it's called. And it looks like this beautifully illustrated deck of cards on the outside, but there's so much more on the inside, and Kara's here to explain it all today. Hey, Kara.
Hey, Jodi. First of all, thank you so much. Thank you for having me as a guest on here. That is so cool. Thank you.
It is my pleasure and honor. I'm excited to introduce my listeners to what you're doing because I think it's super cool. So tell everyone, what is Animal Apothecary?
Okay, so it's tons of different animals that come to us as different teachings and medicines and act like a prescription for empowerment and to uplift you. But what is that like? What does that even mean? So I'll just briefly share a story of the inspiration of Animal Apothecary. So when I was younger in high school, my mom had a couple of friends with Native American heritage, and they taught her about this philosophy called animal medicine. And my mom taught me, and it's this idea that when certain animals appear in our life, if we study their behavior, their mythology, if we study how they appeared to us, that there is a teaching and there is a medicine that can help us move forward, that can help uplift us and help us in aligning with our purpose. So I've had really interesting experiences with animals in my life on my healing path. And one being when I went to college, I had this dream of hundreds of thousands of ravens coming at me, basically sharing that I was molested as a kid, which I didn't know. And after that dream, I mean, all the feelings, but also remembering like, wait, my mom taught me about that animal medicine thing. Let me look up Raven. And I started researching Raven and realized that it's been known throughout different cultures and through its behavior as this like messenger of dark truth. But I don't want to give a bad name to Raven because he's also like holds magician and manifesting powers too. But I just thought it was like, it just hit me like, wow, the thing that told me about my dark history, the thing that I covered up, is also known as like this messenger of a dark truth. So I fell in love with animal medicine. And then years went by and I dealt with really intense, complex PTSD because of that. More memories surfaced and it just like kept going on. For 18 years, I dealt with complex PTSD. And then it was like, it got so bad. It was like, and I was looking to everyone outside of me, every kind of healer, shaman, alternative, normal, like everything. And I was like getting worse because I kept identifying with like a victim, with a broken person, with someone that needed to be fixed. And I was like, I'm going to try something I've never done before. I'm going to try doing this by myself. And I was led to and inadvertently started creating these cards, which I had no idea is what I was doing.
1 second, I have to ask one thing, because these cards, they're so beautiful. And did you do all the artwork for these cards as well? Okay, so everything inside and out. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say that sometimes dark truths, and you and I have talked about this, dark truths are so important to be revealed to us because they are the door to our healing, right? The portal. Yeah.
To our light, really, you know?
Yes. Like
we know our darkness means that we get to know that side of light if we choose to. So yeah, I started creating these cards. I didn't even realize what I was doing. Like I had no idea that this would be a card deck. I had no clue. This was not, I didn't know. But I noticed each that I would then search for the animal that, you know, I thought represented maybe detachment or empowerment or, you know, and I would study their behaviors and go through the mythology, and like each card became a medicine and a prescription for me. And then I started sharing it with people and they were into it. But what's funny is the beginning of when I started creating this, it was around my birthday and I'm in the forest and there's this vulture, which I know means an ending to suffering. So I follow the vulture and it leads me to this dying raven.
Oh my God.
I pick it up and I knew that this meant that that was the end of that 18 years of hell of living in that kind of victimization of my past. And it was just funny. It was right when I started creating the deck and on my birthday, and I get to like hold a dying raven, which usually I can't handle animals dying, but this felt like it was life communicating with me that this was an end of a phase of my life. So, and it was.
I have goosebumps from that. That is an incredible story. And there's no accidents. There's no coincidences. At least I believe that. And so for you to come across this at that specific time in your life, I mean, that is huge. So, okay, this was a message to you. So now, where did all this information come from? You know, this sort of lexicon of animal apothecary.
First and foremost, you know, and I want to honor, and it's inspired by, you know, this Native American philosophy, which I clearly understand from the outside. It's like, when a culture has an understanding of something, someone from outside of that understands it to their own degree, which I myself understand it to my own degree. But it led me to then, I also grew up in the Baha'i faith, which is very into unity and diversity and collaborating all different spiritual teachings, scientific teachings. And that's kind of what I did with this deck. I looked to the ancient Chinese I Ching divination system that is based in Taoism. And then that's based in understanding how nature is a reflection of us. I look to certain psychological and scientific properties and everything and just tried to merge as much information into how this animal could like hold that and represent that. And even from like our American story time of the Wizard of Oz, like there is even reference to that. So it's just taking you know, there's so much information, and then kind of uniting these different beliefs and understandings and coming up with the medicines of animal apothecary.
Amazing. How did you decide what animals to choose, Kara?
Sometimes it would come to me in a dream. Other times I would just be attracted to an animal and then go down the rabbit hole of like just even the octopus of like, it's so multidimensional. It's so complicated. Like, what could this mean? But then other times it would be, I was looking for something like what would represent victory, and then going like searching through things and kind of, oh, falcon seems to be related to victory a lot in different cultures. And, you know, so it was just through different ways, either my own or my dreams, or just searching for like what, you know, even my ideology and understanding of bee is nothing that anyone says. Like, sometimes you can look up spirit animals. What I discovered about bee is that bees share with us that we have a gift of service we're meant to share with humanity that is important for the survival of humanity, because bees, like, purpose has allowed humanity to survive because they pollinate about 80% of the crops that we eat. So their purpose is a gift of service to humanity. So I'm like, well, what's the metaphor in that? The metaphor is that they're sharing back to us that we have some gift that we're also meant to share that also uplifts humanity. So the idea of everything that I do with sharing this wisdom of animals is that I understand life as a mirror reflection. I understand it as a metaphor. It's like understanding poetry. So it's like this animal, so the viewers at home, if there's an animal that shows up in your life, you know, especially one that's kind of like random, you don't see it a lot, how did it show up? What circumstance were you in when it showed up? What behaviors and traits does that have? And then you can find like what this means for you. And that's the medicine they can share with you. And our pets also share a lot of cool things with us as well, in a different kind of a way.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that our pets is sort of a launching point, right? Because we know that we're very connected. We're affected by each other's frequencies, really.
Yeah.
And they're very intuitive. And
yeah.
Pet parents are often very intuitive about their pets. And the healing aspect of, you know, when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you've experienced loss, and your dog or your cat or whatever your pet is who's close to your heart, they're there. They are the ones who are helping get you through. And we do the same for them. So that's, I think, a launching point to kind of expand our consciousness into animals that we may not come into contact with very often or ever, but what they mean mythologically and what they could mean in our lives. And this is a perfect point to take a break because, well, we have to for our sponsor because they keep the lights on. But when we come back, not only are we going to talk to Kara about some examples of animals and what they mean, and maybe a couple of readings that, you know, she's gotten feedback from people who have purchased her deck. But number one, I pulled the card right before I started our interview, and it was so perfect for right now in my life that I want to share it. And Kara's going to do a reading for all of us. So you'll be able to see that because we'll include the piece of video from that reading so you can see the cards and everything. And that we're going to do all of that when we come back. So don't go away. Go refresh that favorite beverage, get cozy, and we'll be right back. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines.
superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TomKingsMagic for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com. Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping
dreams without a care. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. If you've just joined, you're listening to Bark and Swagger on Pet Life Radio, and I'm Jody Teich, your host. My guest today is Kara Elizabeth, and we're talking about her inspiring, healing animal apothecary, a card deck, and so much more. Kara, give us some examples of cards people may draw in this deck, and maybe a little story behind them, maybe a little story about what the animal represents or something that comes to mind from something someone has shared with you, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking down at the Claim Your Power, the tiger card. So an example of like, well, what is it with tiger and why would they mean claim your power? So tiger in the jungle is all about his boundaries. He's going to say no to living near other tigers in the neighborhood because he wants to have the food for himself. He's going to say yes to living near water because he's one of the only felines who loves to play in water. So he not only shows his boundaries for saying no to what doesn't serve him, but going for and asking for and claiming what he wants. So what does boundaries have to do with power? And then as a reflection back to us, you know, it is so empowering to have boundaries on the outside, but this card goes even deeper and asks you to have boundaries with yourself and boundaries with your thoughts and saying no to, because, you know, we're all being inundated by so many thoughts and programs and whatever happened to us in the past, whatever TV is telling us and all this stuff. And most of the time our thoughts are mastering us. But when we learn to have mastery over our thoughts and boundaries with our thoughts, we can actually lead ourselves to empowering ourselves in the way of like claiming who we really want to be. So it's this idea of saying no to thoughts that don't serve me and saying yes and aligning with thoughts that are uplifting and empowering. And that's how you claim your power.
I love this because you and I have talked about this. I am a firm believer in we become what we think about all day.
Yep.
And it's part of what I teach as a health coach, the mind part of, you know, thinking to think and grow young. And so, yes, and it's a lesson that so many of us can take to heart because most of us allow our subconscious minds to run us. And then we're not happy with the results in our lives. And we don't realize just how much control we do have over our minds if we train our minds like we would train our bodies in a gym. We train our minds to think what we want them to think.
Also, those thoughts that are cruel to us aren't our true self. Our true self would never look in front of the mirror and be like, you're ugly, or you're not good enough, or that big dream can never happen. Our true self would never say that. It's thoughts that were never ours, but we just are a part of everything and get, you know, around. There's just so many thoughts. So
the paradigms from our youth, the things we may have overheard, maybe we didn't have the most responsible parents, things we were told, things we noticed, we saw around us that just planted these thoughts in our minds that became paradigms of how we live. Absolutely true. Great point. Okay.
You asked about people's feedback.
Yes.
They freaking love it.
I mean,
if you have people listening to this and like, you know, I am not really one for like, I don't like woo woo, whatever. I want science. I want it to make sense. I want it to be practical. So I think the thing about Animal Apothecary is it can take something that has this, sorry if you heard that helicopter flying
Hello,
over.
Hello, New York. You're,
exactly, Brooklyn. So that you can take this, and for someone who's, you know, more logical, like it will apply to everyone. You can kind of think of anything you're dealing with that might be a difficult challenge and pull a card and be like, wow, I can apply that to this situation. So it's practical too. It's not some like airy fairy kind of, you know.
No, and just to use myself as an example, my own experience, before we started the interview today, I showed you the card that I pulled.
Yeah.
This card, you have it in you, right? Just last night, I'm talking to my friend and we're talking about not playing small, you know, really manifesting large our dreams. And then I pull this today right before our interview, which is all about, explain this card.
So if for your viewers that are, if you're not seeing it, it's the lion, the courageous lion with the Emerald City behind him, who used to be the cowardly lion. So there's a couple different things going on within this card. You know, the whole journey in The Wizard of Oz to get to Emerald City, because he wanted this thing outside of him. He wanted the badge of honor of courage. But little did he know, he had courage the entire time. He had it in him, what he sought out for outside of himself. So this is this idea that you might have this big picture of this thing you're seeking that might represent, like when sometimes if we're looking for a lot of money, it might really deeply mean we're looking for some level of security to feel safe, to feel like, you know, we're protected in our life. But there's this thing that on your journey of looking for that thing outside of you, one, it's already in you and you just have to claim it now. You have to align with it and become that identity, because your life is going to show up as any identity that you say. So on that journey of, you know, towards what he was calling himself cowardly, he had so much freaking courage, because it's not about being confident and doing the thing you're scared of. It's about being scared, doing the thing you're scared of, and doing it anyways, and just doing it scared regardless. Yep. So this card also represents, like, there might be this moment in your life where, you know, you're kind of like you're on this path, you're not really sure, but it's like, keep going, you got this, but also you already are it, and claim that you're that person now. It's not something you attain, it's in you now. And once you claim it, then it will show up on the outside. So once you claim that you are a big freaking star, then everything starts aligning and rotating around you as if you are the star.
Absolutely. It's visualize your life the way you want it, as if it's already here.
Yeah.
And that energy, that frequency that you send out into the universe by doing that is met. It's a law of the universe, universal law, like attracts like. So yeah, super, super cool. So you are also a certified breath coach. You're a Kundalini yoga instructor. You're a classically trained dancer. Talk about how this informs your work.
Well, now the next deck I'm working on, it's called Body Tech, where it's understanding that, you know, we're in this rapid evolution of AI and tech, and what most of us have forgotten is that we're the OG tech. Our bodies are the original technology. And that through, when you have an intention and align it with a movement, a breath, your sound, your voice, that you can manifest, you can heal, you can transmute, you can create, you can destroy. And it's all about coming back to this wisdom within our bodies. So I've kind of went from animals and now kind of circling back to like our own bodies, our own, you know, human experience, that we are the ones creating our own reality, and that we can do it when we use certain specific movements too. So just kind of like Animal Apothecary, of colliding lots of different modalities of movement teachings from different places and then smushing them together in a card deck that's going to uplift you and then teach you a body movement to do. So that's probably coming out in 2025.
I like that smushing.
Yeah, the smushing is great.
Smushing.
We're smushing the animals, we're smushing the... And then my workshops, it's always... So now it's like this just animals and movement. It's animals and movement. And really uplifting and fun.
That's connected too. Movement and animals and what it means for them and how it allows them to be who they are. And us too, in ways that feel right for our individual bodies, souls, whatever. It's all aligned. So where can people find you?
Okay. So on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, at Cara Elizabeth Speaks. I mean, I know you called me Kara, and I'll tell you guys the
Cara,
secret.
Sorry.
But listen, because thousands of people are going to hear this. I grew up as Kara, so I always, like, it's fine. And then, like, when I moved to New York City, I was like, I want to kind of shift into, like, a harder name. And Kara felt like a different level, like a little bit more sophisticated. So it's both.
I got it. No, now I got it.
But people call me, I totally take it. My parents call me Kara, all my best friends. So it's totally fine.
Okay.
Everyone calls me one or the other. It doesn't bother me. But Kara Elizabeth Speaks, the channel
across all platforms
and my website. I do lots of workshops and stuff too that you can just check my website, get on my emailing list if you want from my website.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, and Animal Apothecary, Amazon,
yes,
everywhere. But I know most people love an easy click and it delivers the next day. So Amazon, and it's a great gift. For, you know, the holidays coming, it's super affordable. And if you're wanting to uplift someone and empower someone or anyone you know who's like on their growth journey, this is the deck for them.
And great stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah. Fits right in there.
It's right in there. Thank you so much, Kara, for being with us today and sharing this beautiful deck. This is a show about animals. Yes. And also living stylishly. And these are beautiful cards. Before we go, do a reading.
Yes.
Really quickly for everyone. And we can include everybody listening in what is coming up for us in math. So go.
So if everyone could just think of what they're working towards manifesting and overcoming. So just get a clear vision of who you're blossoming into. And see yourself, you've overcome whatever current challenge you're currently dealing with. And I want to get a message from your most empowered self, what they want to share with you on this journey of just really overcoming this current challenge and manifesting your heart's deepest desire. I'm going to pull three cards. Of course. So we get Little Pig, who is all about your self-worth, self-love, self-acceptance. So there's something about there's, first of all, having so much compassion and love for everything you're doing, and also giving yourself a lot of credit for, like, wait, you have been trying, even if you're not seeing the results you want, like, you've been putting in the effort, and there's an aspect of you that needs you to, like, own and even have a conversation, like, wow, you did do that, like, you have been getting up, you know, 10 minutes early to do that extra thing. You have been doing this. You did ask for that raise, even though it didn't happen, but it took a lot to, like, use your voice. So there's some kind of honoring of yourself and really just giving yourself credit and compassion for how much work you have been doing. White Owl comes and is like, you totally have your back. Your highest self is guiding you to this thing that you want to create, even though it might feel like, I don't know the next steps. I'm kind of in the dark right now. You're being asked to, like, safe to trust, and it's you are safe to trust. You have your own back in whatever you're creating. And this thing, Woodpecker comes, whatever the thing is you're going for, it's like, don't give up, keep efforting, because Woodpecker knocks its head on a piece of wood like 12,000 times a day. So there's something about, like, your efforting will be a return on investment. And there's this opportunity that's going to come from you persevering towards this thing that is also aligned with your purpose that will feel really fulfilling for you. So that's a really short, quick
read. Yes, but I love it. It's very uplifting and powerful. And I think everybody could take something from that and, you know, find meaning in their own life. So, Kara, this is super cool. This deck is beautiful. You did a beautiful job artistically, spiritually, you know, sending out this information to everyone that's important and a great empowering and healing tool. So thank you so much for being with us.
Oh my God, thank you for allowing me to share my voice, and thank you with all my heart. Thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. And thank
my pleasure.
And thank you all for listening. Thanks to our producer, Mark Winter. Mark, you make us sound so good. We love you for that.
Thank you, Mark.
My passion is living stylishly, animal rescue, and more. Tune in next time to discover the designers, home decor, rescue stories, and just cool stuff that I love. So until next time, when fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.